Welcome to Mind Your Business, where we hear from the minds of successful business owners. I'm your host, Dan Monahan, financial advisor on the KBK Wealth Management team at UBS Financial Services Incorporated. Our office is located in Wayzata, Minnesota, and I can be reached at 952-475-9448. On today's episode, we hear from the mind of Andrew Lanners, founder of Premier Pinball and Amusement. He shares with us how a hobby in his parents' garage evolved into a successful business where he now sponsors college athletes through NIT deals and is an official partner with the Minneapolis Parks and Recreation Department as their arcade game provider. Andrew is not affiliated with UBS Financial Services Incorporated and his views are his own. Now let's start the show. Okay, I am sitting here with Andrew Lanners, the owner of Premier Pinball and Amusement. Andrew, would you mind introducing yourself to our audience?
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on today. My name is Andrew Lanners with Premier Pinball and Amusement, and I'm looking forward to this podcast today.
Great. Well, with that, let's get started. So why don't you start off by telling me, you know, a little bit about your business. What do you do?
Yeah, so what we do is we buy, sell, refurbish, rent. We also do a little bit of paid transportation for pinball and arcade games of all kinds. So we really focus on buck hunters, golden tees, bubble hockeys, and pinball machines of all kinds. So we also have gotten into the last few years custom-built multi-cades, which include 60 of the top classic arcade games of all time on one machine, such as Pac-Man, Frogger, Donkey Kong, Galaga, kind of all the classics on one game. And then we also offer custom wrap and design on those. So those are super popular. And that's kind of our bread and butter, what we do. So
yeah, very cool. So how did you get started in this line of work?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny story. So after college, I've always been someone that was interested in entrepreneurship since a young age, buying and selling. When I was young, I was into buying and selling baseball cards and things like that. Worked my way up throughout college. And then when I moved home after college, I was bored living at home in my parents' house, and was on Craigslist one day looking at different sporting goods and things that I could be possibly flipping and get into a business. So I found a buck hunter that I knew nothing about for $300, rounded up some neighborhood guys and got in my truck. We went and picked up this buck hunter in the Twin Cities, and again, didn't know anything about it, brought it home, played it for a few weeks in the parents' garage, and kind of got bored with it after a little bit. And then my entrepreneur brain decided, you know, let's see if I can put this up for sale online and see if we can make any money. So put it up for $600. A couple days later, you know, had a guy that came and picked it up, made a quick $300. And then that really sparked my interest of, you know, I wonder what this could be possibly. A couple weeks later, I have a funny picture on my phone. My parents' garage was filled with probably, I don't know, 10 to 15 games that I knew nothing about. Didn't know if they worked properly. Didn't really know who could repair them. But I had a bunch of games that I had found on Facebook and Craigslist. So after that, you know, I started looking for people that could fix these things up, help me out, answer questions about them, and we're kind of off and running after that. So
cool. So kind of you had the interest yourself and then saw an opportunity to take that interest and really expand upon that. And it sounds like you kind of dipped your toe in and then dove in head first and filled the garage with these machines.
Yeah. So again, it started with that one, and then I started buying, you know, golden tees, Pac-Mans, and all sorts of different games that I remember buying a Frank Thomas pinball machine that I knew nothing about. And I then had a bunch of money wrapped up into some games. So I started asking questions and making phone calls to people, Facebook posts, and all of a sudden there was people, you know, telling me where I could get these fixed, who could help me out. And then you really start learning the market, the margins, the interest level, what's popular, what's not popular. And again, it kind of went from something that I didn't know anything about, and all of a sudden within 6 months, I all of a sudden had a lot of people telling me a lot of info and helping me out. So
yeah, so fast forward to now, and here you are up and running, and you know, you had just announced you're partnering with the Minneapolis Parks and Recreation Department?
Yeah, so we just became a preferred vendor with Minneapolis Parks and Rec. Over the past 2 years, we've sent 16 arcade games to various recreation centers throughout Minneapolis. Most of those being our custom-built multi-cades with the 60 games on them. However, we've also sent some bubble hockeys and pinball machines for different youth and adults to enjoy across the city. So definitely some great news there. Excited to keep working with Minneapolis Parks and Rec. Great people over there, great organization. And it's actually pretty cool. That was my high school job back in the day. So I love giving back to those guys, as that was my first ever job. So.
Yeah, very cool. How did that, you know, partnership, or is it a partnership? Is that the right word?
Yeah, partnership would be the right word. Again, the fancy wording is preferred vendor.
Sure.
But partnership, really, because this isn't a one-time thing, not a two-time thing. You know, I'm looking for this. We're both looking for this to be a long-term relationship where I can keep providing them arcade games to entertain their youth and adults throughout the city. So
yeah, very cool. Did you approach them asking to be a preferred vendor? Did they ask you? What does that process look like?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I have some connections from back when I worked there as a youth worker in high school. So as we started making these custom multi-cades for residential and businesses, it kind of crossed my brain that, hey, this would be a great fit for youth and adults. I mean, these games are great for all ages. You know, those rec centers have hundreds of people moving through them every day.
Yeah.
So I approached them with the concept last year. And now 2 years later, here we are, about 16 arcade games in. And just had a recent meeting with them. It sounds like we'll keep moving forward for a third year, and looking forward to continuing that this year. So
very cool. You know, through that process of kind of starting up from, you know, your parents' garage to getting to where you're at now, what has been most helpful in allowing you to succeed like that?
I think something that's been super helpful for me throughout this process is just the people around me. You know, from family, friends, and just people, I think, in the industry, just really supporting me with any questions, helping me out, moving the games, unloading, loading, transporting. I think that's been super key. My family, for putting up with, you know, me storing a bunch of games in there for a long time before I could kind of get my feet under myself, which is super nice. And then a lot of friends that are entrepreneurs, business owners, giving me advice, setting me up with people, you know, that can help me with financial advice or marketing advice and things like that. So yeah, really just the people around me, like I said, my family, friends, and I guess people in the industry too, you know, business owners in the industry, retired people in the industry, really helping me out when I ask them questions, reach out, you know, from all the way from the start to now, you know, those relationships have grown quite a bit. So definitely appreciative of those guys as well. So.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I think that's good to have a team of support. Do you know, any of the advice you've been given that really resonated, or kind of something that you carry with you on a day-to-day that you'd want to share?
Yeah, I think there's a few things that definitely stick out for me throughout this process. The first thing that kind of comes to mind is just going for it. You know, there's never really a right time to start the business. You know, there's going to be some bumps in the road. There's going to be some lows, some highs, and everything in between. And really taking that leap of faith. I think if you never take that leap of faith and you're afraid to fail, I don't think you're ever going to... I mean, again, there's no right time to ever start. So if you don't take that leap of faith, you're always going to be second-guessing yourself and kind of stuck where you're at of with the idea, instead of just going for it and seeing what happens. And then, like I was talking about earlier, just, you know, really surrounding yourself with those great people that are knowledgeable, selfless, and also successful, whether that's with what they do on a day-to-day basis or, you know, I think in the industry, I think having a little bit of both, right? That those family members that can support you when things aren't going right, those friends, but also those people that have been there in the industry that are knowledgeable of where you're trying to go, maybe some different ideas that have helped them, or even, you know, some failure stories as well, mm-hmm. Throughout the process. Then also just kind of grinding through those lows. You know, there's going to be a lot of lows, especially when you start something from ground up. So just really having that grind mentality of, hey, it's not always going to be smooth sailing, but you got to be a problem solver. You got to be a go-getter. And but on the other side of that, it makes the highs, I think, a lot more enjoyable because you've kind of seen those struggles too. So
you know what you put into it to achieve that high.
Exactly.
So how do you engage with your clients, or how do they engage with you? Do you have a marketing strategy? Are they coming to you? Or are you reaching out to them?
Yeah. So that's changed quite a bit throughout the years. Again, I've been an entrepreneur since I was a kid. So I started from someone that was, when I was in grade school, an eBay guy, which is way throwback. And then this kind of started as a Facebook and Craigslist deal. But then, you know, after getting a lot of advice and experience, you can only go so far as a Facebook or Craigslist guy.
Sure.
Not super credentialed, not super legitimate, but definitely potential on there. And all of a sudden, you know, you're going to need a website, official email, and all those things. So now, you know, still on Facebook and Craigslist, but have a website that's very official. You can contact me through email, or my phone number is also on there. And definitely credentials myself a little bit with that. But yeah, it's definitely evolved over the last few years from Facebook, Craigslist to now, you know, having a website and an email and everything like that. But I think something else I haven't talked about is just word of mouth too.
Sure.
Putting yourself out there, reaching out to people, you know, social media, LinkedIn, and just cold calling, cold emailing people as well. So that's kind of how it's evolved over the last few years, and definitely looking forward to seeing how that keeps evolving here in the future. So
yeah, so you know, you've had a good run up and talking about how things could evolve in the future. Where do you see your business going, or where do you want to see it going?
I think something that I'm looking for in the future is just scaling the business. You know, how can I scale the business to be a little bit less hands-on and maybe have some people underneath me doing a little bit more of the work, and I'm kind of just running the operations of the business, of buying and selling, less transporting of myself. And I'm hoping what I can do is get more into the custom side of things here and working with organizations such as Minneapolis Parks and Rec down the road and doing more group orders, whether that's custom games or, you know, outfitting a business, an organization, nonprofit, a church, whatever that may look like, with a whole arcade of stuff instead of one-off deals.
Sure, yeah.
Hoping to bigger deals, which would be a little bit more ideal for me, just less transactions and more products being sold to people. So
yeah, that makes sense.
That's what I'm hoping for.
What do you think would help you get to that point?
I mean, it's in the works right now as we're talking, kind of revamping the website of seeing, hey, this is, you know, who we've worked with in the past of, I've worked with nonprofits, I've worked with organizations, I've worked with churches, I've worked with businesses. So really advertising that on the website and then starting to set up more meetings instead of people coming to me and getting that website and getting myself out there, whether that's on LinkedIn, you know, emailing, calling people, visiting people in person of, hey, this is what we can do. This is how we can add value to your business or your nonprofit, your organization. And this is the success we've had. So really put myself out there a little bit more with marketing, but also just kind of get myself out to people in person as well and meetings and showing people how we can add value and work as a team and be successful like we've done with people in the past. So
yeah, very cool. And you talked, you know, some about giving back, like working with the Minneapolis Parks and Recreation, and what other areas are you giving back? Can you, you know, share some of that? I know you do, which is why I'm asking. Can you share a little bit about that?
So giving back, I mean, there's been a lot of people that have helped me throughout this process. You know, whether that's, again, been people in the community, people in the industry, mentors, family members, and things like that. So what I'm looking for and looking forward to do here in the future and what we've kind of already started doing is giving back to the local community, kids, youth, but also kind of starting to spread that across the country. So locally, we're going on year 3 of a high school scholarship to a local senior at the high school that I graduated from, Osseo Senior High in Minnesota here, of giving a $500 scholarship chosen by a committee that I get to choose, which includes a lot of family members and people that have helped me out in the past. So committee chooses the winner of that scholarship, and what they need to do is have a certain GPA and also be going to school to study, you know, business or entrepreneurship. So that's been super fun thing that we've done over the last, this will be again our third year coming up here this spring.
Very cool.
We've given back to local nonprofits. So here in 2023 at the holidays, teamed up with a few local business owners, which was Phaser Marketing, Triple Play Construction, and River Hills Ag out of Mankato, Minnesota, all Mankato graduates, which is where I went to school. And a family member started a nonprofit in Chanhassen, Minnesota, called the Grief Club of Minnesota. So we donated a 60-in-1 multi-cade custom to the Grief Club of Minnesota for all the kids and families and adults attending the Grief Club to use on a daily basis. So that was super fun. And we're looking to keep working with the Grief Club and giving back on a yearly basis. So kind of in the talks right now of what that will look like for this year. On the back end, we do have an event planned with the Grief Club in June coming up here. That will be our second year of that, which is called the All-Star Gathering. What we do is we take three local athletes. Last year was two. This year will be three local athletes. Again, from where I graduated high school, that are either Division I athletes or pro athletes, and we bring them in for the day. They are coaches of teams at the Grieve Club for the day, and there's fun activities outside, arts and crafts, speeches, lunch, and also an autograph signing at the end of the event. And all those athletes have kind of have their own grief stories as well. So on behalf of Premier Pinball and Amusement, I sponsor that event, bring those athletes in, and then those athletes will work with the kids throughout the day. So that's kind of more a hands-on activity, but also super fun event that we do, and looking forward to doing that again this summer. Looking forward to, you know, continuing ideas. You know, we're not done coming up with ideas of, you know, what giving back will look like in the future, but those are kind of our set in stone things that we have going on right now locally and throughout the state. So
yeah, that's great, man. Especially, you know, the way that you're so focused on the community and kids, and obviously with the equipment you're using, that's going to be kind of the main consumer, right? Outside of that area, what kind of clientele are you seeing, you know, coming to you and wanting to work with you?
Yeah. We advertise on our website that we really offer products and prices for everyone. However, there is a big, I would say, target clientele of business owners of kind of in the blue collar industry that have big shops, a lot of employees, which would a lot of the times would be landscaping companies, construction companies, again, that they have big shops, a lot of employees that they can entertain, you know, during lunch breaks, Fridays, holidays, etc. So businesses have definitely been a big one. The residential market is huge for us. That's kind of our big niche. You know, we outfit a lot of at-home arcades. So, again, we do pinballs, buck hunters, golden tees, bubble hockeys, along with custom-built games. So a lot of houses throughout the Twin Cities here. We do send some stuff to the Brainerd area for cabin owners. That's a big one. And then also starting to get into, you know, organizations and nonprofits and things like that that work with a lot of youth that can entertain youth on a daily basis as well. But our big one is residential, and then also businesses and organizations we're trying to start focusing on as well. So
sure. And if, you know, someone were interested either as a business owner getting, you know, a piece of equipment for their employees, or someone's trying to start their home arcade or add to their home arcade, how do they go about getting in touch with you? Where can they meet you?
Yeah, a good tool that we've provided for our clients or potential clients is our website. So I love when people either find us online before even talking to me, or before we start talking, you know, I'll send people our website, which is ppamn.com, and it shows kind of what our services are. It shows who we give back to. It shows where we've been in the media, whether that's podcasts, news articles, TV channels. And then also, most importantly, our products. So if you click on products on our page, it'll run you through pinball machines, what we kind of do with pinball machines, along with our arcade games as well. So when you click on arcade games, it kind of shows you what arcade games we specialize in, pictures, descriptions, and everything like that. So our website's a great start. And then with further questions, I like sending people to my email or phone numbers directly on the website as well, and would be more than happy to jump on the phone with somebody or email back and forth, whatever's easier for people. So
yeah, You know, with all the different types of machinery you got coming through here, right? The arcade games and the pinball and bubble hockey. Do you have a favorite?
I do have a favorite. I would say it's probably a little bit different than what I like to sell, but I love Golden Tees. I love Big Buck Hunters. I think I'm more of a... I was never an arcade guy growing up. You know, my parents didn't have any at home. We didn't have any at the cabin or anything like that. But I've grown to like Big Buck Hunters and Golden Tees. I think they're super fun to socialize with your buddies. They're super easy to haul. Yeah, just it's more of a game where you can kind of be hanging out. You don't have to be super locked in, but you can also socialize with your buddies, whereas pinball is a little bit more you're focused and things like that. So
yeah, that makes sense, that pinball kind of a solo game, whereas the other ones you're competitive or playing it with each other or
exactly.
Against each other. So you've had a handful of different experiences of working with different clientele. Are there any ones that really stand out to you that were like a special or significant type of a transaction or delivery that you did with your product?
Yeah. I think there's a few that come in mind. First off, Minneapolis Parks and Rec has been awesome. Love working with them. We just delivered some of their second order a few weeks ago here, and it's just awesome. Seeing the kids lined up screaming, yelling when we're coming in with the arcade games.
Yeah,
they're just
awesome.
Super excited. The staff's all excited. So that definitely sticks out. Hope to do more with them in the future in similar organizations, just because it's fun seeing so many people you know, get joy out of these games and brighten their day up as well. Second, I think working with and donating that game to the Grief Club of Minnesota, the nonprofit, and seeing multiple texts and messages regarding of, hey, when people kind of hit their lows, you know, your game that you guys donated and the product you've delivered is brightening a lot of people's days, weeks, and just making their lows a little bit more bearable for them. So that's been great. I've been in some super cool businesses and super cool man caves. I love going to places that, you know, are huge hangout spots with a bunch of memorabilia signed up. Kind of the cool basements or garages, some super cool barns. Some of these people that I've delivered games to and sold to have just unbelievable setups. So definitely have a lot of cool pictures on my phones of those. And then even have worked, I'm a huge Minnesota sports fan. So even have worked with a couple Vikings and Wild players over the last few years, getting rid of some games, getting them some games. So that's been a lot of fun meeting them and seeing their setups and everything like that. So definitely hope to work with more of those type of clients in the future as well. So
yeah, that's pretty cool as a sports fan myself to, you know, you get to go and meet these heroes and, you know, you're offering their service and what a cool thing. How did you, you know, get connected to them? Did they reach out to you?
It's actually pretty funny. This was before, this was right when I was getting started actually. And that was just the Facebook and Craigslist days. So, which is pretty crazy. Those guys finding me through Facebook and Craigslist, which is pretty unbelievable. But they actually reached out to me. We negotiated the deals and everything like that. And went to both locations where these athletes lived. And yeah, provided it. Kind of, we picked up games, delivered games to those clients. And yeah, but again, with the website now, you'd think that'd be through the website, and I'm sure it will be in the future, but that was kind of before everything was all fancy and set up like it is now. So
sure. Yeah, that's cool. Have you seen a change in the, you know, stream of potential new clientele coming to you through the website since it's been up and running?
Yeah, the website's been huge for me. My buddy Luke Egerbrotten with Phaser Marketing, also graduated with him at Minnesota State University. Mankato has been a huge help with the website and getting that kind of tailored to what I want to portray to the public, and just really using that website as a great tool. So before you even talk to me, or if we talk briefly, I can send you over to the website and you can learn within minutes of, hey, this is what they do, this is the success they've had, and really just breaking it down for you with pictures, descriptions, and things like that. So it's been huge, even with the SEO of people finding me online. You know, instead of me having to market on Facebook, Craigslist, or sponsored ads or anything like that, just people coming to me on a weekly basis of, hey, here's what I'm looking for, or here's what I have for sale. You know, perfect. I'll shoot you a call, text, email, whatever works best for you, and we can try to negotiate a deal. So the website's definitely been a game changer, and Phaser Marketing's definitely been very helpful with that. We're currently under kind of a revamp of the website, so looking forward to getting that website kind of tailored to all the different clients we work with, and more of kind of the stories, the products that we've sold to them, and doing a better job of portraying that. So, you know, when our target client that I've kind of described on this podcast comes to us, they have no questions. You can go right to the website. You've seen the organizations, the businesses, the residents, homes, and pictures and products we've sold, and the people we've worked with. So looking forward to kind of getting that wrapped up, hopefully here spring summer of 24. So
yeah, very cool. I feel like that maybe was a turning point for your company of being, you know, the Facebook Craigslist kind of out of your garage type of a company to work. Nope, this is a legitimate credentialized organization.
Yeah, nope. It's been huge for me and PPA of, hey, this guy's not selling stuff, you know, out of a storage unit or whatever that may be. There's a lot of those type of businesses and guys out there. You know, we're an official LLC. We have professional technicians that go through every single game that we sell. We do it the right way. We transport, we package games the right way. You're going to get a product and service that you're going to be happy with, and that starts right away from taking a look at our website. There hopefully is going to be no questions, no concerns when you want to work with us. You feel confident instead of reading somebody's Facebook or Craigslist post and you're not really sure what you're getting or who they've worked with, etc. The website with PPA tells you everything. It's super clear, and yeah, it's definitely been a turning point and a great tool for myself in the business. So
yeah, very cool. I think that, you know, whenever I have purchased something off of either of those websites you're mentioning, right, Facebook and Craigslist, there is a question, right? Is this a legitimate thing? What is this transaction going to be like? Or you're a professional organization and you're representing yourself that way. Would you say to other people that are aspiring to do what you've done that that's a must-have type of a website?
I think that's up for debate. I think there's a lot of guys that are fine working out of their garage. I think there's a lot of guys fine working out of a storage unit. Again, I've been in the industry for a while now, so I've seen pretty much everything. I've seen everyone from working out of a storage unit, working out of their house, storing games. You know, when I first got in this, I was buying and selling, or not selling, but buying games literally out of people's houses that they were fixing them up in there. So I've worked with people from that all the way to the biggest, you know, businesses in the Twin Cities or the Midwest of buying, you know, either single games, or I've even bought semi-loads of games from some of the bigger businesses in the Midwest. So I've seen everything, but yeah, I definitely think the website just kind of clears up any confusion or questions of, hey, is this guy legit? Is he not? And what am I going to be, you know, what type of product and service am I going to be receiving? I hope that before someone even gets to know me or my business, that they feel confident contacting me due to what's on the website. So
sure. Yeah, one thing I saw on your website was the NIL deals you have with, there's two athletes you're sponsoring currently.
Yeah, so super cool. Again, being a big sports fan and a youth sports advocate kind of here in the Twin Cities, NIL deals have really kind of taken over college sports. Not as much high school sports yet, but starting to a little bit. So last year, two kids that I'm very close with, again, from Osseo, Minnesota, one being Jake Meisner from Arizona State University, Osseo Senior High, two-time state wrestling champion, now Division I wrestler, and then Jerome Williams, who was a former four-star recruit in football last year from Osseo Senior High, now University of Minnesota football player. Signed them to NIL deals to help really promote the brand, the business, and the public. But also come to some of these fun events that we do in the community, such as the All-Star Gathering coming up here in June. So working with kids and really portraying what we want to do into the community by social media posts and just hands-on work with youth as well. So it's been fun, and I look forward to renewing. We just found out within the last week or two that we will be renewing both our deals coming here in March of 24. So excited to keep working with them for at least another year and hopefully more down the road. So
yeah, that's very cool. Is there anything else you think you'd want people to know about your business or yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I want people to know that, again, when you're working with PPA, you're getting a product that is top-notch, a service that's top-notch. You can feel confident working with us. Something else that I love is, hey, when you work with PPA, some of this money is going back into the local community. You know, it's not going into pockets, not just keeping all for the business or myself. We give back scholarships. We give back to youth going through tough times. So, yeah, looking forward to continuing that down the road and trying to scale this business moving forward here in the near future. So,
very cool. Is there any other advice or, you know, guidance you would give to another aspiring business owner that would want to do something like what you've done?
I think one of the biggest keys, again, we talked about it a little bit earlier, but really surrounding yourself with selfless, knowledgeable people that are going to help you, not going to do all the work for you, but they're going to help you get you in your business to where you want to be, whether that's people that can manage your financial side of the business, people that can work hands-on in the business, people that, in my case, can help me transport, people that can help you market. I'm not really an expert in any of those, but when you start surrounding yourself with experts in each of those categories and you're kind of the middleman, you're the one that's tying it all together. That's what makes a business succeed, from what I've, you know, experienced and found out over the years. So I think having those people on your side, so you're not the one doing all the work. You can be the one out in the field finding those new clients and keeping your current clients happy, I think, is key. So
yeah, okay, well, very cool. Well, thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it. I thought this was a great interview, and best of luck moving forward.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, it's looking forward to the future here, big things ahead, and I'm thankful that you had me on today to share a little bit about myself and the business moving forward. So thank you.
Well, that's it for today. I'd like to thank our guest, Andrew Lanners, again for joining us. I really hope you enjoyed the episode. Whether you're a business owner just getting started, looking to expand, or even considering how you will exit your business, our team at UBS offers a full suite of financial services for business owners to help your business thrive. If you'd like to connect, I can be reached at 952-475-9448. Please feel free to leave any feedback and subscribe to be notified of future episodes. This is your host, Dan Monahan, signing off. Thank you for listening, and until next time, mind your business.